It's going to be a hot show today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not talking about the temperature, either Fahrenheit or Celsius. I'm talking about the topic. I'm talking about the topic. Our truth for today. Our call. Our information. Things that are vitally pertinent to us today. We need to know what these things are, and we need to know from whom they come. They come from Paul. They come from our apostle. Where did he get them? From Jesus Christ. Where did Jesus Christ get them? I don't know. Probably from God. I'm the last domino in the line here. I'm the one bringing them to you. I didn't invent these truths. I am passing them on. I am Martin Zender. This is my laundry room. This is the realm God has given me. God has given me this. Somebody asked me early on, Martin, when are you going to get out of that laundry room? And I said, you don't know how hard I worked to get into this laundry room. This is my kingdom. I love it. I love the humility of it. I love the warmth of it, really. I mean, look, it's got hardwood. It's the nicest wood here. I got it on the ceiling, and I have it on the wall. I'm looking at it. You can't see it. I can't turn the camera around because I'm using a different camera. But there are a lot of advantages here. A lot of advantages. I feel comfortable here, and I feel comfortable giving you this truth, even though to do this, I have to critique one of my friend's articles. And I don't like doing that. It's not a thrill for me. But it has to be done because some of this stuff is taking hold with people. The Acts 28:28 theory that half of Paul's letters are irrelevant is taking hold with some people. And when I hear that, I can't stand it. What? How can it be? So I am refuting it here for you today. If you want to read what I wrote on this, some people like to know that this stuff's in print. I wrote an article in my ZWTF newsletter. You can find that at martinzender.com. Scroll down the left side of the homepage. You see ZWTF Archives. Go to volume 4. Issue 21, the article is called A Defense of the Body of Christ, Part 2. I am referencing that article here. Now, in Bible Students Notebook, Volume 490, Clyde Pilkington wrote this on page 4,323. Quote, according to Romans 15, 4-13, the early ministry and epistles of Paul were founded on the Old Testament and Israel, unquote. That is a deceiving statement. It would lead to being deceived. And by this, I'm not saying that Clyde is a deceiver. He's not. He's not. But he is being careless here, and he basically has a teaching in mind that Acts 28:28 theory is true. And then he's trying to find places in Scripture that would forward that idea. And if you don't know what that is, listen to yesterday's show. I told you yesterday what the Acts 28:28 theory involves. And if you're convinced that something is true in your mind, you will tend to see it places where it is not. And in Romans 15, 4-13, it is not. Listen, Paul's writing to the nations, to the Romans, and he's going to give them scriptural recourse. He's going to tell them that God has said before in his word that he was going to not forget the nations, that he was going to remember the nations. Now, this doesn't mean that the truths that Paul is giving to the nations is founded, that the truths are founded on the Old Testament and Israel. But it is true that in the Old Testament, you will find indications that God would plan, has planned to bless the nations at some time. And so the truths are new. The truths themselves are not founded on the Old Testament and Israel. It's that God would not forever leave the nations alone. That truth is hinted at in the scriptures of the Old Testament and Israel's revelation. That is a far different thing than Paul's truths being founded on, because Paul's truths were a departure. The truths themselves, the nuts and bolts, and that's what we're getting into here, are a radical departure. Here's the pertinent passage, Romans 15, verse 4, for whatever was written before was written for this teaching of ours, into this teaching of ours. It contributes to this teaching of ours in one aspect only, that Paul speaking, I can now give you nations evidence in the scriptures that this is not some crazy thing. This is not something that just fell out of the sky out of nowhere, that God is bringing truth to the nations. He said he was going to do that. And he wrote about it in my own scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, Paul speaking. So the nations would be able to take comfort in that. Now, we have a basis for saying, okay, God says he's going to do something crazy. Now the crazy stuff starts. That is the teachings, justification, the salvation of all, the conciliation of the world, all these radical truths that Israel never heard of, but which Clyde is saying that there are no new truths here. And I'll prove that to you. Later on in this volume, 490, is even an even more remarkable quote that I can't believe Clyde wrote. Honestly, it's on page 4323 of this article. And he writes this, quote, "Dispensational truth relevant for our day was revealed by Paul after Acts 28 and is recorded in his latter epistles," end quote. Do you realize, and I'm not sure Clyde realizes what he's saying there, dispensational truth relevant for our day, that is today, not Paul's day, relevant for our day, was revealed by Paul after Acts 28. This statement is really more startling and unsettling than the last statement. Another way this can be stated is that only dispensational truth revealed by Paul in his prison epistles after Acts 28 is relevant. Dispensational truth, therefore, from earlier letters like Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, are not relevant. It's irrelevant. All right, I'm going to go back to the Romans 15 passage to prove to you what I'm telling you. Paul says that these things were written before. For this teaching of ours. For this teaching of ours. It was doing Paul a favor. So Paul had recourse. Even his own countrymen are saying, why the hell are you going to Greeks? Paul had recourse. He could say, well, look what our own writers said. Look what our own prophets said. So he could not only give this information to the Jews to tell them why he was taking a distinct evangel to the nations, never mind for the time being what the elements of that evangel were. Paul's not discussing in Romans 15 the elements of it. He's just saying the fact that God would go to the nations was radical enough. Forget justification. Forget the salvation of the universe through the cross of Christ. Forget the conciliation of the world for now. Forget the length of Israel's blindness. Forget new bodies. Forget the snatching away. Forget going to heaven instead of staying on earth. Those things are radical departures that you will not find anywhere in the Hebrew scriptures, not part of Israel's truth at all. Paul's revealing new truths out of the block here, folks. These are early letters in Romans, 1 Corinthians, all the things I just mentioned to you. The change of our bodies, the secret of Israel, the snatching away, conciliation of the world, early letters. These things were written for this teaching of ours, that through the endurance and the consolation of the scriptures, we may have an expectation. There's a new thing for the nations. The new thing would be an expectation. That's a new thing. Now, Paul going on in Romans 15:5, now may the God of endurance and consolation grant you to be mutually disposed to one another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord, with one mouth, you may be glorifying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he is saying now in verse 8, for I am saying that Christ has become the servant of the circumcision for the sake of the truth of God to confirm the patriarchal promises. Yet, and that's true, Christ, while he was on earth, came to confirm the patriarchal promises. Yet the nations are to glorify God for his mercy according as it is written. Yet the nations, now we have an interesting departure here, but it was announced. And Paul is now quoting scripture. Here's one of the scriptures he's quoting. I don't know where this is from. I didn't have the cross references here, but therefore I shall be acclaiming thee among the nations, and to thy name shall I be playing music. And again, he is saying, be merry, ye nations, with his people. I should have cross-referenced these. I'm quoting verses from the Old Testament. Read the whole Old Testament. You'll find these passages. I'll start again. Therefore, I shall be acclaiming thee among the nations. That's in the Old Testament. And to thy name shall I be playing music. And again, he is saying, be merry, ye nations, with his people. And again, he is saying, praise the Lord, all the nations, and let all the peoples laud him. And again, Isaiah is saying, there will be the root of Jesse, quote, and he who is rising to be chief of the nations, on him will the nations rely. So Paul's quoting all these Old Testament passages for the Romans, so that the Romans could say, wow, Paul, you're not so crazy after all. God planned on doing this. But the details, the teachings that make up Paul going to the nations, Paul is dispensing them out of the gate. He's not waiting till after Acts 28:28 to do something new. But you see what Clyde is doing. He's saying that any of the truths, any of the information in Paul's early letters is founded on Israel. No, the information, the truths are not founded on Israel. The fact that God would go to the nations at all can be found in the Hebrew Scriptures. That's the way I will put it here. So the early ministry and epistles of Paul were founded on the Old Testament and Israel only in the sense that God would go to the nations at all. I want to establish that. Now, yesterday, I started reading for you from Paul's early ministry and early epistles. None of the things I'm about to read to you, none of the things, none of the teachings, none of the doctrines were founded on Israel. None of them were founded on the Old Testament. And Paul declares very clearly in an early letter such as 1 Corinthians, which we've been talking about for a couple weeks now in chapter 7, Paul begins saying what he's doing. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 and 7. Yet wisdom are we speaking among the mature, yet wisdom not of this aeon, neither of the chief men of this aeon who are being discarded, but we are speaking God's wisdom in a secret. Wisdom which has been concealed. In 1 Corinthians, Paul is teaching wisdom that heretofore, that is in the Old Testament and in the writings of Israel, had been concealed. 1 Corinthians 4:1, let a man be reckoning with us as deputies of Christ and administrators of God's secrets. Paul was an administrator of God's secrets, things never been, that have never been revealed. 1 Corinthians 1:7, for Christ has not commissioned me to be baptizing, but to be bringing the evangel. Be bringing the evangel. All right, I think we left off there yesterday. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for in one spirit also we all are baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, all are made to imbibe one spirit. This is nothing less than a teaching of the body of Christ, where Jews and Greeks become one body. Tell me when that truth was ever announced in the Old Testament. Yes, there was intimation. There was a hint that God would bless the nations, that the nations would one day praise his name. But was there any hint that Jews and Greeks would be amalgamated to imbibe of one spirit to become one body? Baptized into one body. This is radical, precedent-breaking, secret-involving truth announced in a very early letter, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15, 25-26, for Christ must be reigning until he should be placing all enemies under his feet. You ever heard of that one before? The last enemies being abolished, death. Never heard that one before. 2 Corinthians 5, 16-17, an early letter, so that we, all these scripture verses are listed for you. And ZWTF 4.21, Volume 4, Issue 21. I have 25 verses proving that Paul's teachings early in his ministry are not based on Israel. They're not based on the Old Testament. They are secrets. that have been concealed from the eons in God that are now being revealed through him. 2 Corinthians 5:16, 17, so that we from now on are acquainted with no one according to flesh, yet even if we have known Christ according to the flesh, nevertheless we know him so no longer, so that if anyone is in Christ, and what the hell does in Christ mean? Honestly, no one in Israel had ever heard that phrase. In Christ? If anyone's in Christ, there's a new creation, a new creation. The best that Israel had to hope for was to become was to be born again, a new birth. That is reformed. And they're always working to reform their sins. The gospel of the circumcision is based on an acquaintance with the flesh. It's based on it. It's flesh-based. You have to trace your genealogy to Abraham. Israel looked forward to being born again, but this truth of a new creation based on an erasure of national distinction. That's what this is. This erasure of national distinction was not only unknown to Israelites, but it's fatal to their calling. And 2 Corinthians is an early letter. My conclusion is that Paul's early letters are not founded upon the New Testament in Israel. That God would be going to the nations, that's founded on Israel. But his early letters and the truths therein are not founded upon Israel. This is an important distinction. I do not want you to be led astray here. 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was in Christ conciliating. This is an early letter. This is pre-Acts 28:28. God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them. Not reckoning the offenses of the world to them? This is known as the conciliation. No one had ever heard of it. It's one of the most radical truths brought to us by Paul. Not even Peter at Pentecost had the remotest clue that Jesus Christ was conciliating the world to himself on the cross. To Peter and the rest of Israel, Jesus Christ was the Messiah of Israel. That's it. His death, specifically his death on the cross, was something that the nation had to repent of. Repent of this terrible thing, the crucifixion. The crucifixion was bad news to the Israelites, even from the mouth of Peter on Pentecost. It was something they had to repent of, killing their own Messiah. It was not being heralded. It certainly was not the means that is the cross. The crucifixion was not being heralded by Peter. That Jesus was the Messiah of Israel was being heralded by Peter. But not that the cross was the means of conciliating the world to God and conciliating it apart from Israel mediation. No, Peter, that was never his message. It was all the fact that Israel had to repent so that they can continue in their role of being mediators between God and the rest of the nation. Paul, you see, is eliminating the need of a mediator. He is eliminating Israel as a priesthood nation. That's what Paul's doing in 2 Corinthians, an early letter, saying that God conciliated the world to himself. Oh, through Israel? No, through the death of his son on the cross. And Paul alone, was given the secrets of the cross of Christ. And again, Peter's presenting it as something to be repented of. You crucified the Messiah. Change your mind. Paul is getting rid of Israel completely, and he's taking that crucifixion, and he's heralding it. He's setting up on a hill. Paul said, I decided to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. These are radical truths. According to Clyde, this truth I just gave you, the conciliation of the world, it's not relevant. It's not relevant? Quote, dispensational truth relevant for our day was revealed by Paul after Acts 28 and is recorded in his latter epistles. I'm reading to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's end quote. I'm reading to you, ladies and gentlemen, from Paul's early letters. And apparently, I have to continue doing it on Monday. I have to. I got to get through the rest of the verses that I list in this edition of the ZWTF. I have to do it. I know I keep thinking, honestly, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My spirit is willing to close down this series within the series within the series within the series. I'm now four series within the series. My flesh's desire is to get back to the latter days or the end last years of Millennium 6. I want to get back to the Revelation series. Part of me even wants to be finished with it, but I have to do this. I don't want to use the word compulsion, so I'll use the word passion. I live by these words of Paul, which are the words of Christ for me. I need what Paul is telling me in Romans, in 1 Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians. It is so applicable. It is so relevant. God help us if we think it's not. And anybody that says it's not, that's a departure from truth. And I feel compelled to correct it. And I will do it in these shows. If not now, when? Honestly, if not now, when? I feel to do it now, so I have to do it now. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for your patience. I'm going to give you treasures on Monday. Once again, I'm going to bring you truths for today that are relevant and applicable to you today and that you need to grasp onto, that I hope you will grasp onto, because these truths are the only thing that will found you, that will give you bedrock comfort, that will bring you truth in a troubled era, the current era, the era of suffering and of death. But we're contemplating the things of Christ, and these alone will establish us in peace and help us to get through this difficult life.